المسيئين فتجاوز عنهم. اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا خيرا اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا خيرا وأنت أعلم بنا من بهم منا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
شهيد قاسم سليماني was the major general of the Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, and he was the noble commander of the Sipahi Quds, the Quds Force. Back in the 1980s, he fought and helped defend his country and Islam against American-backed Saddam Hussein during the eight-year war, and he soon became a commander. Despite being opposed by America and its allies, Iran was victorious in that war against Saddam Hussein. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but back in 2006, when Israel invaded Lebanon, General Qasem Soleimani was sent there as a key strategist. Together with Shahid Imad Mughniyeh, he protected Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Due to this collaboration, Hezbollah and the people of Lebanon were victorious in this war against Israel. Then, back in 2012, when American-backed ISIS-Daesh terrorists popped seemingly out of nowhere and started creating absolute terror and turmoil across Syria, it was General Qasem Soleimani who was invited to come and help the people by the Syrian government. And while America and its puppet mouthpieces were leaping to try to paint Bashar al-Assad as a tyrant who, for some reason, bombs his own people, it was Iran and its allies who saw through all the lies and went to the aid of the people of Syria. Today, the people are resuming and rebuilding their homes in Syria under the secure presidency of Bashar al-Assad. The people of Syria were victorious against America's schemes. Then, in 2014-15, when American-backed ISIS-Daesh rampaged through Iraq, spilling the blood of countless men, women, and children, it was General Qasem Soleimani who was sent to counter them. And while others helped a great deal when it came to ridding the world of the filth of ISIS-Daesh, one name will always come to the minds of the people of the world when it comes to who actually destroyed ISIS. And that name is not Obama or Trump, no. It's Qasem Soleimani. Everywhere that General Qasem Soleimani and his soldiers were sent, they rescued the suffering people from agony, and they defended their human rights, fought for their freedoms, and delivered them to safety.
Hussein بود واسه همه. حسین ایران بود.
همه سلیمانی هستیم ما و کم نمیاریم. این خون رو فدا میکنیم واسه رهبریمون، واسه این انقلاب، انقلابی که شهدامون خون دادن براش، از اون نمیگذریم.
انقدر این حادثه تاسف باره، یه زاهده خیلی بزرگی به دل مردم ایران. من خواهش میکنم هر کی داره این تصاویر رو میبینه، تو رو خدا نشینین تو خونه هاتون، پسیم بیان وقاحت تا کجا، کثیف بودن تا کجا، تا کجا باید خون بدیم؟ جگرم از صبح سوخت. کسی که
He was an absolute hero and a shining star in this dark world, without a shadow of doubt. But what is it that makes people love him so much, not just in Iran, but all over the world? Why has the world gone so distraught and anguished over his martyrdom? Is it because he defeated America, the Zionists, and the Takfiri Wahhabis at every turn? Is it because he is the most prominent factor, the bane and the cause of the destruction of ISIS? Or is it because of the millions of people in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and other places too, who know that if they are relatively safe and prosperous today, if they have been saved from American domination, Israeli oppression, and ISIS-Daesh massacre, then the reason they are safe is because of Qasem Soleimani? Maybe that's why they love him. The last 40 years, and especially the last two decades, have been almost too much to bear for the people of the world because of American hegemony. Too much bloodshed, too much deception, and too much oppression on a global scale. And as we watched all these things happen, we saw with our own eyes that it was the courage, the fortitude, the brilliance of this man which made the world that little bit brighter. He was like the Malik Ashtar to the Imam Ali of today, a man who was a lion on the battlefield and worshipped Allah by night, a man with a pure heart. And this is the real reason why our hearts bleed so much for Shahid Qasim Soleimani because everything he did in life was purely for the sake of Allah. He wasn't in it for himself. He was a pure soul who lived simply. The 62 years of his life was spent in worship of Allah, obedience to the deputy of Imam Mahdi, spreading love and hope to his family, to his friends, to his fellow countrymen, and to the Muslims, Christians, and Jews of West Asia and beyond. We saw this pure, genuine sincerity in this man, and we saw that when he was bringing victories to Iran, to the world of Islam, and he was restoring some of the dignity of the Muslim world, we saw him bringing victories, and with every victory, our hearts grew more and more attached to him. Until the 3rd of January 2020, when the cowardly, shameless, and brutal Americans sent an airstrike which blew the body of Qasim Soleimani to pieces. I've seen the images of his body, and when you look upon it, it's difficult not to think of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions in the battlefield of Karbala, Iraq, over 1,000 years ago. Scorched, missing limbs, almost unrecognizable. The hand wearing his ring, which is a sign of a mu'min and a believer, is the only thing that has remained relatively intact. The Holy Quran says, "And never think of those who have been killed in the cause of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord receiving provision." Qasim Soleimani is more alive today than he ever was before. And he lives in our hearts, even if these hearts are full of grief. His family, his wife, his children, his grandchildren were all weeping. But alhamdulillah that they were not alone, because all of Iran was weeping at this loss. The turnouts were absolutely incredible. Men, women, and children flooded the streets, shedding revolutionary tears and shouting anti-American slogans. I have never seen the noble people of Iran this full of pain and anguish. You have created a scene of Ashura and Muharram by this act, and the crowds are only growing bigger. We are all heartbroken, from Iraq to Pakistan, from the UK to America, Canada to Kashmir, Yemen to Nigeria, everywhere. Those who have recognized the truth are mourning for this great and unparalleled, courageous and pure-hearted man. American Israeli social media is attempting to block and censor those voices of freedom which are expressing condolences online. Just what are you afraid of? Simultaneously flooding the internet with mainstream media and belligerent mouthpieces of the USA regime, attempting to slur and make Qasim Soleimani look like a bad guy. You can fool all the people some of the time, and you can fool some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. This time, the truth is out. Not that Trump is even attempting to hide anything. He very triumphantly came out and said,
"Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him. We will find you. We will eliminate you. What the United States did yesterday should have been done long ago."
Trump has only accomplished three things. Number one, he has united the Iranians and the Iraqis. Let's not forget that when Trump ordered the assassination of General Qasim Soleimani, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the second in command of Iraq's popular mobilization units, Hashd al-Sha'bi, was also targeted. America martyred both of these great personalities. May Allah bless them and give them eternal peace. One was a commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, the other a commander of Iraq's Hashd al-Sha'bi. Both nations are mourning both of these heroes together. Now, the Iranians and Iraqis are more united than ever before. So all of America's efforts to disunite them has now backfired. Number two, he has ignited the flames of hostility against America. The people of the region, and indeed the world, have a revived sense of hatred for America. If Trump had been a little bit clever about this, he could have carried out the airstrike and then simply stepped back and said, "I don't know who did it. Maybe it was the Iraqis." That would have made the Iranians hate the Iraqis and the Iraqis hate them back. Ta-da! Your mission to spread disunity in the region and stop them from fighting against the real enemy, you, would have been accomplished. But instead, Trump just came out and said, "It was me," like some boastful fool. This is precisely the deep-rooted American arrogance, just like Yazid, who boastfully came out and showed no remorse for having slain Imam Hussein alayhi salam so mercilessly and in such a cowardly way. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. The third thing that Trump has accomplished by assassinating General Qasem Soleimani is perhaps the most important one. You see, General Qasem Soleimani has always been an important and dear figure to us. He was already an incredible person held dear to everyone. But now, he has become Shaheed General Qasem Soleimani. He has become an eternal and heavenly role model for all of us. Shaheed Qasem Soleimani is far more powerful than Qasem Soleimani. Here's what Trump said before.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. I believe that he will attack Iran sometime prior to the election because he thinks that's the only way he can get elected. Isn't it pathetic?
Because of Trump's actions today, Iranians and Iran has crossed off peace as an option when it comes to America. Before the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani, there were a lot of Iranians, general people, government officials, and media personalities who were on the borderline. They wanted to try, despite all the atrocities of America and despite the bloody and ruthless track record of America, there were still people who wanted peace. Now, the people have realized that peace is no longer an option with America. They have realized that America is utterly ruthless, hegemonic, and deceptive. And for that reason, not only the family of the Shaheed, not only the revolutionaries, not only the government, but the people of Iran themselves want vengeance for the blood of Shaheed Qasem Soleimani. And in fact, not only the people of Iran, but the leader of the Islamic Revolution himself has said, Shaheed Soleimani is the international face of the resistance, and all who have a heartfelt connection to the resistance seek his blood vengeance. Now, I want to make it absolutely clear that a vengeance is certainly coming. Iran and the revolutionaries are in no rush to bring that vengeance. But inshallah, when it does come, it will be a mighty, a divine, an earth-shaking vengeance that will cause the oppressors across the planet to tremble and their hearts to shake before they are ruined and utterly obliterated, and their allies and their supporters and their beneficiaries and their fans everywhere will be utterly shaken. At the same time, Iran, the Islamic Republic, and the resistance regards the lives of innocent people as sacred and will never inflict any harm or pain on innocent civilians. But rather the perpetrators and aggressors, i.e. American politicians like Pompeo and others, military personnel, in short, the establishment, they are not going to have anywhere to run or anywhere to hide. Trump has sealed his fate, and I think he knows it. That's why he keeps on talking so much. Imam Khamenei has simply stated, severe revenge awaits those criminals who have tainted their filthy hands with his blood. And he doesn't need to say more, because we all know that when the leader says something, it happens. The USA, on the other hand, is panicking. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has stated, Trump and the fools with him don't realize what they've done, but time will show them. Some have quite accurately said that the murder of General Qasem Soleimani was a declaration of war. For almost my entire life, filthy American troops have been on Iraqi soil. Now, Iraqi lawmakers have approved a bill to expel US-led foreign forces from the country. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah also said, with the response to the blood of Soleimani and al-Muhandis must be the expulsion of all US forces from the region. American forces need to get out, either on foot or in boxes. Imam Khomeini said, kill us, our ummah will only become more awakened. My dear brothers and sisters, my respected elders, fellow revolutionaries, fellow comrades, Shias, Sunnis alike, Christians, Jews, and others, all those who identify themselves as belonging to the camp of the oppressed and who can see the realities. The enemy is doing everything they can to block our social media accounts, to block our websites, and to only allow the masses to hear their false narrative. You are the officers of the soft war, and Imam Khamenei has said that as the officers of the soft war, you are to fire at will. You must be bold and fearless in the face of the oppressors and ensure that the word of truth reaches the masses. The Holy Prophet is reported to have said, the greatest jihad is a word of truth in the face of a tyrant ruler. So slap the tyrant America, its representatives, and its mouthpieces in the face with the truth. What is that truth? It is this. CENTCOM, the United States Central Command, is a terrorist organization. The CIA are terrorists. In fact, these are the most disastrous, bloodthirsty, and well-funded terrorists on Earth today. These are the enemies of justice, freedom, human rights, and dignity. CENTCOM and the CIA are the enemies of the savior of mankind. The Holy Quran states, indeed, Satan is an enemy to you, so take him as an enemy. Today, America is the great Satan. So take it in every way as the enemy. Do bara'ah in the true sense of the word and disassociate yourself entirely from the enemy. Cut your heart away from the enemy. If you are living in America and you were thinking of leaving, now would be the time. Boycott America. Don't invest in America. It is a terrorist regime. In fact, the economists of the world should ditch the dollar. The Muslims, Christians, and Jews should take a careful look at what America wants from them and then do the opposite. If it wants you to fight amongst yourselves, be peaceful and unite. If it wants you to shut up, take this bribe, and be peaceful, get up and fight. If one's own government is helping America, then the people should protest, demonstrate, and take actions to stop their government from helping America in any way. Imam Khomeini taught us, and Imam Khamenei re-emphasized, to let all your shouts and cries against the US. While the revolutionaries and the Muslims generally would never even think of harming innocent civilians, and they would never even threaten the innocent people, Trump literally threatened the people of Iran in his tweet. This is an act of terror. But when all is said and done, Trump is just a pawn. It's the system of America which is the problem. His predecessor fooled the world into thinking he was an angel when he was just as devilish as Trump. Guys, it's the system, the pharaonic system of America that's the problem. Now is the time for you to recognize your enemies and recognize your allies. Now is the time to become a proud besiege, a comrade of this revolution, a comrade of the resistance, wherever you are. We must know now more than ever before that if we are to be successful in serving the cause of Imam Mahdi, then we must follow the guidance, direction, and commands of his representative and Waliul Faqih, Imam Khamenei. He is the lantern that will guide you to the path of Imam Mahdi. Wilayatul Faqih is the practice run before the real uprising of Imam Mahdi. If you fail here, chances are you won't succeed there. Today we must prove to the enemy that if they kill one of us, 1,000 more of us will rise to the challenge. Every one of us today must exhibit the same loyalty that Shahid Qasim Soleimani showed to the leadership. We must prove that we have the same love, the same dedication, the same willingness to sacrifice for the cause, and the same piety and humbleness that Shahid Qasim Soleimani had. Imam Khamenei has said, all friends and indeed all enemies should know that the path of jihad and resistance continues with increased motivation, and certain victory awaits the mujahideen on this blessed path. The absence of our dear and self-sacrificing Sardar, commander, is bitter, but the continuation of the resistance and its final victory will be more bitter for the murderers and criminals. Let me just remind you of what Qasim Soleimani himself said when Trump previously threatened Iran. You know that this war would mean the annihilation of all that you have. You may start this war, but we will decide the end of it.
ترامپ دیوانه که خود نماد جهل و بازیچه دست صهیونیسمی. خیال نکن با شهادت پدرم همه چیز تمام شد. رهبرم پدرم به پدری داشت که در کنارش بود. در کنارش ایستاد. و ما هم همانند پدرم در کنارش خواهیم
الله الله اکبر الله الله اکبر الله